Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump indicated that the policy of the United States is to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's the facts, and he's just recognizing the facts, and that we will be moving our U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. It'll take a few years for that to ultimately come about, but the process is already started in motion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, you know, everywhere that I see, Matt, in America, except on some of the mainstream media, there is, at least within the Christian community, and even among Democrats and Republicans, amazingly, a widespread support for President Donald Trump's announcement. Even Democrats that have been in lockstep against this plan or against this announcement or against this president, I should say, many of them are supportive.
Yeah.
Because there is a interesting synergy when you come to Israel that Democrats and Republicans can be divided on so many things. But by and large, they've been historically united on Israel. And in fact, you know, even in the Senate earlier this year, there was a reaffirmation of the 1995 Jerusalem Embassy Act, and that is to move the embassy to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. So there's a lot of support here in the United States. There's ecstatic jubilation in Israel by all the people I've talked to and communicated with in Israel. But, of course, you have some Arab nations and you have some Palestinian radicals, including Hamas, the terrorist group, that are upset about this because they wanted to have Jerusalem all to themselves.
Well, the timeline here for the move for the embassy is, what, 2 to 4 years? I'd love to see Benjamin Netanyahu and the Knesset, I'd love to see them say, we're going to have all the embassies moved and along the same timeline. So France, England, other nations of the world, just start making preparations because along on the same timeline, we expect all foreign embassies to be moved to Jerusalem.
Let's start packing the U-Haul.
Yeah, well, you know, on the one hand, they don't have the authority to do that because it's the nations that decide where they're going to put their individual embassies. And so in this particular case, the nations have essentially boycotted Israel. Israel has said that our capital is Jerusalem. And the nations, including the United States, has said, well, that's fine, but we're going to not recognize it. We're going to put it in the metropolitan city of Tel Aviv. And that's why it's been so terrible, I think, as a policy matter that we've done that, because therefore we're playing into the hands of those radical jihadists, Hamas supporters, and others, that we're not going to fully stand beside Israel and recognize Jerusalem as
the capital.
It's
like a heckler's veto.
Yeah. But now that, I mean, the facts are the facts. If you go back several thousand years, 3,000 years, David established Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And it was the capital of Israel all the way through the history of Israel. It wasn't until 132 AD that one of the Roman emperors, as they wanted to crush out the last revolt of the Jews, the last pushback, if you will, they wanted to wipe out the Jews, and they destroyed the temple in AD 70, 132, they had the Bar Kokhba revolt, and they then renamed Israel to Palestine to insult them. There were Jews that have always been in the land, and Jerusalem was never claimed from that time on by any entity as its capital. Then the modern state of Israel comes back into being May of 1948, and Israel from that moment on, 70 years, has claimed its historic biblical capital to be Jerusalem. That's the historical facts. So to deny history, as the UN wants to do, as some European nations want to do, and as some Arab leaders want to do, is absolutely ridiculous. So I think this is a move that really puts America first. America first doesn't mean that we're isolationist. It means that we lead at home and abroad, and this is leadership.
You know, I was so encouraged watching and listening to President Trump's speech, and he said, you know, previous presidents, even though this has been a law since 1995, have not delivered and fulfilled this promise in this law. He says, but today I'm here to deliver. So it's just like you want to praise God for a president who actually fulfills his promise and enacts the law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gone are the days, as Obama said, that we're going to lead from behind, which I'm sorry, is following. This president is actually leading.
Amen.
And I think he will lead many other nations to follow suit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To lead from behind means that you're behind.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you might want to reinvent the facts that say you're leading when you're last. I mean, you run a race and you're last crossing the finish line.
You're still last.
Ask anybody, 2-year-old, did that person lead in running that race? No.
That only makes sense in the upside down world of liberalism.
Yeah, that's right. So we're grateful for a new day. And the president was willing to say, I'm here to deliver. And it is the Capitol.
Well, you know, land for peace has never worked. The so-called two-state solution with the current radicalism within the Palestinian community will not work because they radicalize their children to hate Jews, to destroy Israel, to have only one name called Palestine over the entire land, no Israel at all. They don't have a two-state solution. Here's what they have. They have, in their view, a two-state solution ultimately leading to a one-state solution. So they'll take possibly a two-state solution as long as it will ultimately result in a one-state solution being Palestine with no Jews. That's what their ultimate goal is. And even when they have been offered the two-state solution in May of 1947, and then again throughout the Clinton years and even before that, they refused it. You know, the interesting thing, it hasn't gotten much media play, but the head of Saudi Arabia, who's shaking things up in Saudi Arabia, he came up on the time frame where Donald Trump made this announcement, and he said that we're moving the embassy, Jerusalem is the capital, that issue is taking off the table, that's not a bargaining chip anymore. He says he's still in favor of peace, and he would support a two-state solution based upon the agreement of the Israelis and the Palestinians. So whatever they want to do, he'll support that. He's not going to push it. Well, the head of Saudi Arabia said, here's the idea I have. Let's have the Palestinians have Gaza and some land in northern Sinai. That's part of Egypt. I've never heard anybody do that before. Of course, Egypt's not going to agree to that because they'd be giving up some of their land. Bottom line is the Arab countries around there, other than Saudi Arabia, have no resolution to this issue. They don't want to help the Palestinians at all. They want to use them as a political tool as they bash Israel, by and large. And so Israel just needs to do the right thing. It does. But America needs to do the right thing, and it did. And I think this is a great, not only policy change, but it puts us on the right side of history.
Absolutely.
It puts us on the side of history that says, from Genesis 12 onward, those who bless, I will bless, and those who curse, I will curse. You know, to say to Israel that the historic capital, Jerusalem, where Abraham ultimately sacrificed or was going to sacrifice Isaac, where his faith was tested, where the sacrificial lamb was provided so that his son would not have to die, and where the ultimate sacrificial lamb ended up in the last week of his earthly life to suffer and die and be raised again on the third day, where he ultimately ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives, mm-hmm. Jerusalem. All of those facts, this is historic, and we need to recognize that biblical truth.
Absolutely. God is very clear about his opinion of Israel, so we are to stand with him and honor him in that.
And there's going to be pushback, and there has been pushback, and violent pushback, but it's hard to negotiate with an opponent when their starting point is your total annihilation.
Right. Yeah, there's no negotiating room in that situation. So to not recognize Israel's capital, Jerusalem, the radical jihadist and Hamas, they're going to have days of rage. They do. To recognize it, they're going to have days of rage. They will. So you don't ultimately give in to terrorists, and that's one of the things about Donald Trump. He's not going to be bullied. And he doesn't know what politicians have done and that politicians have promised things and they haven't delivered just to get elected. He has promised and he has delivered. Now we need to actually get the doors open in that embassy. So stick with us as we continue to follow and make sure that this progress continues. Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember us at this end of the year giving. Contributions to Liberty Council will be doubled between now and midnight, your time zone. Any contribution will be doubled. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.